Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now we conclude this hour with a look at another kind of migration, not perfectly legal like the Great Migration we talked about earlier this hour, but probably as socially significant. In the middle of the 2,000-mile border between the U.S. and Mexico is a 700-mile, more than $3 billion, wall. One attempt by U.S. politicians to try and control the huge migration of undocumented workers from Mexico and point south into the U.S. The border fence is at once massive, preposterous, pragmatic, and an immediate flashpoint in the U.S. debate about immigration. Before I built a wall, poet Robert Frost once wrote, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out. Good questions, and those questions haunt a new HBO documentary that airs tonight entitled simply The Fence, directed and produced by Rory Kennedy, who joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning, John.
What is The Fence?
Well, The Fence, as you say, is a 700-mile wall on the southern border, and its goals are to reduce the number of immigrants coming into this country, the number of drugs coming into this country, and also the number of terrorists coming into this country.
And Bill Odle, you can see The Fence from where you're sitting right now out there in Hereford, Arizona.
That's right.
What's it look like?
It's ugly as usual and doesn't work. Your comments on Frost's comments, I just add that, you put a wall up to keep people or things out, you better be watching it. And if you're watching it, why do you need a wall?
That's so perfect.
It's an apparent deal that the feds have put up, and it doesn't address the issues at all. It just does not work.
Well, Bill's sense of, I think it's fair to say, bitterness or cynicism about the wall, I think, is all through your film, The Fence. Why did you decide to make a film about this object? It seems to me it wouldn't necessarily be a natural for a documentary.
Well, it touches on a lot of issues that I'm very passionate about. It touches about issues about immigration. I think it's really at the heart of who we are as a country, how we respond to some of these questions around immigration, questions about how we're going to handle the drug war, how we're going to handle the war on terror. And it's also, I think the film is trying to hold the legislators and policymakers in our country accountable for their actions. Is this really just a symbol, $3.7 billion it's already cost us to make the fence? It's going to cost an estimated $49 billion to maintain over the next 25 years. So is this really effective policy, or is it a symbol? And if so, it seems to me a very expensive one, especially during a time where everybody's, watching their own budget. And I think we should ask our government officials to watch the government's budget.
Bill, let me ask you, how far are you from the fence and from the border?
Well, our home is 385 feet from the actual fence. I'm over at my brother-in-law's now because we don't have a landline out there, but we have a half mile along the actual border.
Do you feel unsafe in your home?
You mean like if I was in...
The fence was built to protect people like you. It was that's part of the reason for it, right?
That's my point, Celeste. It isn't. It doesn't work. We've seen people climbing over it or going around. They can even go around it down at the river, which is only a mile and a half away from our home.
Rory Kennedy, the irony of this film and part of the humor of it, and it's a little bit twisted, is that this pragmatic step, I think people, when they think they're building a wall, they're doing something very down to earth, actually plays much more as a symbol of how almost pointless our immigration policy seems to be sometimes.
Well, the fence has not reduced the number of people coming across the border. That's the fact of the matter, and it hasn't reduced the number of drugs coming across the border. So that was its stated goal, and there were no terrorists who came across the border, so it hasn't reduced that number. So I think on a very practical level, it hasn't worked. And then it also, you know, it's obviously, yes, it's a symbol, but it's also a symbol, I think, about who we are as a country and who we are as a people. And do we want to be a country that creates walls and creates fences? I always grew up feeling that our country was opposed to walls and fences. I think most Americans have. So I think, you know, that is going to define us and will and is defining us as a country and as a people. I think people need to be aware of it. There are a lot of people who don't even know that this fence exists, let alone how ineffective it is. And unfortunately, it's all the more tragic, too, because there's been such an increase in the number of deaths of people who are now trying to cross over the border, who are being forced to go into more isolated and very rough terrain. And dying in the process.
What do Mexicans think of this fence?
Well, Bill, I'm sure, has some insight into that, but in my experience in traveling along the border and the southern part of the border in Mexico as well, they're greatly offended and I think hurt by the fence. You know, this is a neighbor who we're not at war with, who is a friendly neighbor, who we have a really wonderful relationship with, and we're sending up this fence, which is really a symbol that says, we don't like you, we don't want you to be part of our country, we are at war with you, and don't come near us.
Bill, what message do the Mexicans get from this fence, in your view?
Well, Rory, at the beginning of her film pointed out, you know, the one coyote, the pollo, said, yeah, you put up one wall or two walls, it doesn't make any difference. We're going to cross. So when they have that type of attitude, nothing's going to stop them. And it, she's right. The immigration policy is what's not being addressed. People want to come up here to visit, to shop, to go to school, to look for work, whatever. In other words, people that we'd like to have visit up here, they can't really come through the port in a orderly manner, you might say. So that's what Congress continually fails to address. We've certainly got to stop this drug business. The wall has been effective as far as vehicular drive-throughs are concerned, but they've even circumvented that in some cases, mainly because our Border Patrol isn't forward enough. We need the Border Patrol on the border, not 3 miles back here on Highway 92.
Well, let me ask you, Bill, let's say, imagine for just one moment that President Obama appointed you the special advisor to immigration policy for the White House. What would be Bill Odo's solution to the problem that the fence does not address?
One, get Congress to enforce the laws that we already have in regards to visas, people entering the country, that kind of thing. I have no problem with checking IDs. I've got to do it when I want to write a check for something or that kind of thing. Number two, get the Border Patrol patrolling the border.
Bill?
Let's be effective on this thing. Let's not talk about putting up a, you know, as our former governor, the secretary now says, you know, when she was our governor, they put up a 50-foot wall, they'll have 51-foot ladders. Well, you don't hear her talking that way now. It's just kind of sloughed off, and we're tired of it down here, and that's why our governor, Governor Brewer, and our sheriff of this great Cochise County, Larry Deaver, they're wanting to enforce the law because the feds aren't doing it. I would change it if I had the authority to do it.
Bill, you're a movie star now. Don't you think he sounds a little like John Wayne, Rory?
Yeah, he's so much better than John Wayne.
Don't do that to me, Rory.
All right, the film is about the fence, the main character in the film, The Fence, there on 700 miles between the U.S. and Mexico. It airs tonight on HBO. Rory Kennedy is the director and producer of the film, and Bill Odle is in it. He's a resident of Hereford, Arizona. Bill, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, and say howdy to the good folks in New York.
Definitely will. Rory Kennedy, congratulations.
Thanks, John.
You can see a trailer for Rory Kennedy's The Fence on our site, thetakeaway.org, where you can also give us a howdy.
And there's a lot more going on at the website. We have a conversation going about politics, and we're asking you if you have moved along the spectrum. Have you moved further to the right, to the left? Are you staying right in the middle or right in place where you were before? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or head to thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.